And the apprenticeship was 3 years, and I did. I can't ever remember whether I finished it, but I did my City and Guilds in hairdressing as well as what was at the Leicester Technical College. So I eventually got some science tuition, basic chemistry. But at least it was something that I hadn't had. And there was day classes where you had English, maths and science. And then in the evening, it was practical hairdressing. Well, it was practical hairdressing from about the beginning of the 20th century, because we had to learn how to perm people's hair in this fashion that sort of had gone out, oh, just after the First World War. And we also had to learn wig making. I mean, it was an absolute fuss. And Marcel waving, which had, sort of had gone out with the arc. Why on earth we were still being taught these things, I do not know. But I mean, it wasn't, certainly wasn't inspiring. Because hairdressing, if it was at a certain level, was seen as a cut above other sorts of jobs for girls. Not so much now, but certainly was then.